This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Donald Trump's campaign says it filed a lawsuit in Georgia state court on Friday seeking to invalidate the presidential election results there. The Trump campaign said in a statement its new lawsuit would include sworn statements from Georgia residents alleging fraud. Georgia state officials have said repeatedly that they found no evidence of widespread fraud in the November 3rd election. Trump's team and various individuals backing him have suffered a string of legal defeats around the country, including in cases filed in Nevada and Wisconsin, which sought court orders to reverse those states' election results. President-elect Joe Biden won the election with 306 Electoral College votes to Trump's 232. Mr. Trump's campaign has spent nearly $9 million on its unsuccessful bid to overturn the results of the election, including nearly $2.3 million to lawyers and consultants. The campaign and the Republican National Committee have raised at least $207.5 million since Election Day, much of it from solicitations asking for donations to an official election defense fund. The fine print of that fund made clear most of the money would go to other priorities through Trump's new political action committee, which could fuel his future political endeavors. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday declined to comment on reports of a potential deal involving a senior Huawei executive being held under house arrest in Vancouver. Trudeau said his top priority was the release of two Canadians currently being held in China as retaliation. The Canadians were arrested right after Canadians detained the telecommunication giant's chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou, on a U.S. warrant in December 2018. She's been fighting extradition to the United States. VOA News. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said Friday a resolution to a bitter dispute with Qatar seemed within reach after Kuwait announced progress toward ending a row that Washington says hampers a united Gulf front against Iran. The United States and Kuwait have worked to end the dispute, during which Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt have imposed a diplomatic, trade, and travel embargo on Qatar since mid-2017. U.S. President Donald Trump's senior advisor Jared Kushner held talks in Doha on Wednesday following a visit to Saudi Arabia. A source in Washington familiar with the discussions said a tentative deal had been reached by the parties and that it could be signed in a few weeks. Brexit talks between Britain and the European Union will shift to a one-on-one discussion between British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in a final effort to find agreement on trade and security issues. Johnson and von der Leyen are expected to speak by phone on Saturday. The Guardian newspaper reports the year-long negotiations had been widely expected to end with a one-on-one talk between the two leaders. There's no certainty, however, that the conversation would break the deadlock over issues including fishing rights and financial markets. Indonesia has lodged a formal protest with Britain after a UK-based separatist leader announced an interim government in exile for the rest of Papua province. Benny Wenda, the leader of a pro-independence group, this week declared himself the president of a new interim government in Papua, but an infuriated Jakarta dismissed his claim. Indonesia's foreign ministry on Friday summoned the British ambassador to convey strong protest over Benny Wenda's statements and activities. That's according to a ministry spokesman. The British embassy did not comment. Mineral-rich Papua, Indonesia's most easternmost province, has been dealing for decades with the low-level separatist insurgency, as well as poverty and communal tensions. Argentina's Senate passed a tax on about 12,000 of the country's richest people on Friday to pay for coronavirus measures, including medical supplies and relief for the poor and small businesses. The government of President Alberto Fernandez hopes to raise $3.75 billion with the tax. Argentina's population of 44 million has been badly hit by the coronavirus, with more than 1.4 million cases and over 39,500 deaths. That's according to figures from Johns Hopkins University. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.